Now we are ready to start.
Good evening. Tonight we've got the famous film critic, Mariela Smith, with us to talk about her favorite films from the last 10 years. How do you do, Mariela? We've missed you.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure being here again.
Thank you. So, Mariela, what do you think is the best film of the last 10 years?
Some people find it a difficult question, you know. The choice is enormous, and it depends on our current mood as well. Well, there's absolutely no competition for me. I know a lot of people think it was Gladiator, but for me, the best film in the last 10 years was American Beauty. It was so different, with unexpected twists of the plot, very clever, and it had the best acting. I think, though some actors were newcomers to the cinema world, it was the most unusual film in the last 10 years.
So no vote for Gladiator from you.
Oh, I think Gladiator was really good. It was definitely the most exciting film. But it's just not my favorite. It was just normal, ordinary. There's no mystery here behind the screen, which is, I think, an essential for truly good film.
Were there any surprises for you in the last 10 years?
Surprises? Well, yes. I think the biggest surprise was The Sixth Sense. It was a fantastic film from an unknown director. No one expected it. I think it's also the scariest film in the last 10 years. When you watch it and imagine it happening, just the very thought that it might be possible, it makes my heart jump.
What about foreign language films? Any good ones there?
Well, lots, of course. Lots of films are worth mentioning. But the one that I believe was best was All About My Mother by Pedro Almodovar. It was a lovely film, very sad, but the most interesting foreign language film of 10 years. It has a peculiar mixture of positive and negative feelings, joys and sorrows. There's everything in this film. Everybody can find something in it which will touch upon their soul.
I like that one too. You don't like violent films, do you?
No, I don't like such films in general. But there's one violent film that I'd like to talk about. Pulp Fiction. That was very violent, in my opinion. Possibly the most violent film of the 10 years. But it was so good. It was definitely the best mixture of action and comedy at the time. And John Travolta was really fantastic as a villain. It's not usually the kind of part he plays, but he played the bad guy so well in this one. Everybody knows how gifted he is as an actor, but this film revealed another aspect of his talent. This was a surprise.
Well, I think that's all we have time for.
No, wait a moment. There's one more film I really want to mention, and that's Chicago. I don't usually like musicals at the cinema, but it really was the freshest musical for a long time. It was really good. But I believe it was so good just because of the cast. Put other actors there and you'd probably get a complete flop.
Okay, thank you very much, Mariela. And now we turn to...
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good evening. Tonight we've got the famous film critic, Mariela Smith, with us to talk about her favorite films from the last 10 years. How do you do, Mariela? We've missed you.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure being here again.
Thank you. So, Mariela, what do you think is the best film of the last 10 years?
Some people find it a difficult question, you know. The choice is enormous, and it depends on our current mood as well. Well, there's absolutely no competition for me. I know a lot of people think it was Gladiator, but for me, the best film in the last 10 years was American Beauty. It was so different, with unexpected twists of the plot, very clever, and it had the best acting. I think, though some actors were newcomers to the cinema world, It was the most unusual film in the last 10 years.
So no vote for Gladiator from you.
Oh, I think Gladiator was really good. It was definitely the most exciting film. But it's just not my favorite. It was just normal, ordinary. There's no mystery here behind the screen, which is, I think, an essential for truly good film.
Were there any surprises for you in the last 10 years?
Surprises? Well, yes. I think the biggest surprise was The Sixth Sense. It was a fantastic film from an unknown director. No one expected it. I think it's also the scariest film in the last 10 years. When you watch it and imagine it happening, just the very thought that it might be possible, it makes my heart jump.
What about foreign language films? Any good ones there?
Well, lots, of course. Lots of films are worth mentioning. But the one that I believe was best was All About My Mother by Pedro Almodovar. It was a lovely film, very sad, but the most interesting foreign language film of 10 years. It has a peculiar mixture of positive and negative feelings, joys and sorrows. There's everything in this film. Everybody can find something in it which will touch upon their soul.
I like that one too. You don't like violent films, do you?
No, I don't like such films in general. But there's one violent film that I'd like to talk about. Pulp Fiction. That was very violent, in my opinion. Possibly the most violent film of the 10 years. But it was so good. It was definitely the best mixture of action and comedy at the time. And John Travolta was really fantastic as a villain. It's not usually the kind of part he plays, but he played the bad guy so well in this one. Everybody knows how gifted he is as an actor, but this film revealed another aspect of his talent. This was a surprise.
Well, I think that's all we have time for.
No, wait a moment. There's one more film I really want to mention, and that's Chicago. I don't usually like musicals at the cinema, but it really was the freshest musical for a long time. It was really good. But I believe it was so good just because of the cast. Put other actors there and you'd probably get a complete flop.
Okay, thank you very much, Mariella. And now we turn to...
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.